USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran's naval chief has warned the U.S. that Tehran is capable of shooting down other American spy drones. The message comes Monday as tensions are still high between the United States and Iran. This as President Trump tells Meet the Press.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before. But I'm not looking to do that. But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You want to talk good?
President Trump says he held off on planned immigration raids over the weekend because he wants to give Democrats every last chance to address immigration issues. ICE agents were expected to round up about 2,000 illegal aliens around the country on Sunday, but the president called off those raids. A police officer is dead and a suspect is in custody in Missouri after police say a man was trying to cash a bad check at a St. Louis area business. Officer Mike Langsdorf was a 17-year veteran of the force. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has now declined for the seventh consecutive week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The price dropped 2.5 cents a gallon down to right below $2.65. But according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, that price will soon be increasing.
Prices at the pump last week declined basically due to previous drops in the price of oil. And that's why perhaps this last week of decline, the seventh straight week, may represent the last weekly decline we see for some time. It's likely that retail gas prices soon begin to pick up steam.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders wants to get rid of student loan debt for every American. The 2020 Democratic presidential candidate will put his plan before Congress today, and that will get rid of $1.6 trillion of debt for around 45 million Americans. Sanders' plan is light on details, as he says it would be paid for by Wall Street and Wall Street speculation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Hard Rock Hotel in the Dominican Republic is removing all liquor dispensers and guest room minibars after a string of suspicious deaths and illnesses in the past year at the Dominican Republic Resort. That's according to hotel management. Now, regarding some of these deaths, former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams tells Fox News how he would handle the investigation.
If I were in the Dominican Republic and I was conducting an investigation, I would bring in independent forensic pathologists to conduct autopsies to try to determine what these various individuals died of and what is causing or precipitating the illnesses there.
Williams also believes.
I think that what they have to do is to bring in, I know the FBI and the Center for Disease Control is already down there, but they got to give them complete access to this investigation, and I don't think that that is occurring at this stage. Also, when you look at these resorts, these all-inclusive resorts that sell alcoholic beverage, one of the things that was a scandal several years back was that they were using moonshine and rot gut liquor that they were giving to the public. And so as a result of that, they need to conduct, Bill and Sandra, an extensive investigation down there.
For more news, please remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.